Any other comments? I feel like we're getting close to the end of this agenda item. Chris Legault.
I guess you started off this section here asking for what's the justification for no OFL, and we've had a lot of discussion that I'm not sure addressed that request, and so I was wondering if you could summarize what information you have just to make sure that that's what we're all agreeing to.
Okay, the rationale. Well, it seems what it boils down to mostly is, well, one, the reemergence of the retrospective in the most recent track assessment has increased uncertainty in that assessment, and that the range of outcomes of different models that use either single or split series or other adjustments is sufficiently great, and there's not sufficient consensus that one is superior, that we don't feel we can confidently pick a single number, and therefore by precedent to some degree, a status quo catch essentially is a approach we've used in the past, but here we're also recommending that management action should be taken to have that be a non-directed fishery. I think that's the point Mike has been emphasizing. But it seems that the range of model outcomes, the uncertainty in any of those individually and all of them collectively, is the primary reason we can't collectively agree on a single OFL.
I'm going to take my SSC hat off for a minute and put on my track hat and ask, is the SSC requesting only a single model be run next year?
No, I would say certainly not. And our discussions earlier were, I think, sort of danced around that. I think it's fine to have multiple models, and in fact, that's, previous recommendations from the NRC and other places are that it's worthwhile to have that. I just wasn't confident in any of the models, and the strong retrospective pattern that seemed to exist throughout them all raised my what we're calling my discomfort with the assessment overall. So, it's not that there were multiple models per se, but that the uncertainty would seem to be so great in association with the whole suite of them that bothered me. So, no, I mean, we're almost guaranteed to have multiple models in the future, and I don't, even though this is what I proposed earlier, I don't approve really of model averaging. I'd rather see the results from the different models out there, and something that Bob and I have proposed several times in several different occasions, both separately and together, are decision tables where we can see what the consequences are of using one model to make the decision, and then if the world actually operates using the other model, for example. And I think that would be a worthwhile sort of mechanism for communicating the consequences of operating under the different systems, and so certainly I would support that.
That button. Steve Cadron, then Mike Sisson-Wine.
Yeah, on that point, and I don't think we want to be prescriptive to the track about selecting a model, and I think Fred's earlier comment that the track serves the U.S.-Canada management agreement, but if we are going to use the track as our technical basis for SSC recommendations, I think the track also needs to evaluate OFL. It needs to, even though the Canadians don't care about F40 or MSY reference points, if we are going to get these requests from the council, these terms of reference, we need a technical support for it. So if we could have the track, have a term of reference for the track to recommend an OFL, that would help us. That would it would take some of these points off the list. Now, that may take some negotiation with the track process, or we may need to have some subsequent analysis done with peer review before the SSC that we can use it. But the fact that it's kind of a gap in the information provided, and I think it would have helped us to have the track evaluate F40. What are the pros and cons? What's the best estimate of OFL? I think we might have been able to go further with this if we'd had that.
Mike Sisson-Lon.
Just a slight change in the wording of your description of various reasons we can't come up with an OFL. You said the reemergence of the retrospective, and Fred was correct in his comments earlier on. It was there last year as well. I would change that to the increasing severity of the retrospective. Thank you.
Thank you. Chris Kellogg, and then I'd really like to wrap up this discussion.
I don't know if it's been forgotten or whether you wanted to de-emphasize that, but Mike pointed out earlier that there are really different OFLs associated with those different recommendations, and that was an inherent problem, that you couldn't have a single OFL unless you could agree to first a model-based approach and then agree to which one was sufficient. I think Mike had a different way of putting it. Maybe that's not a reason you want to include.
I'm not sure what the point is.
I think the point is that given the OFL, rather the ABC that the council has currently selected, we've concluded we can't give an OFL. We can't give an OFL for that ABC because it wasn't model-based. So we don't have, I mean, we came up with it on a qualitative basis as a secondary measure to support our primary recommendation of no directed catch and reduction in bycatch. And so the basis under which it was formulated is not conducive to an OFL. I think we could come up very straightforward manner with OFLs for the other two options, which the council didn't accept. There's no point in doing that now because they're not going forward with them. If they changed their mind and decided they wanted to, then I think it's a relatively mechanical process to address the OFL issue for those other options.
Mike, the only problem I have with that wording is, as I understand it, you don't have OFLs that are unique to that are specific to an ABC. It actually happens the opposite. You have an OFL and you develop ABC recommendations from it. To me, it's sort of logically backwards to say, here's an ABC we think you should consider, and here would be the OFL associated with it. I think the points that you, Kadrian, made earlier is a good one. It is logically consistent to say, here's an ABC, but we don't know what the OFL is. But I have trouble with the concept of OFLs that are tied to particular ABCs.
It's logically backwards because we've essentially said we can't apply the National Standard 1 guideline framework that says you have a model, you come up with an OFL, and you start taking account of uncertainty. We've gone about it from a different direction by talking about the problem we face because of the performance of the process in the last several years. That is, regardless of whether it's management or science, overfishing hasn't been dealt with according to our most recent assessments. And our advice was to try to deal with that by simply not having a directed fishery and reducing bycatch to the lowest possible level. And then we were in the position of saying what could be used as an ABC that would be a secondary measure to this. So it doesn't follow the normal procedure of building from a model to an OFL downward. It goes just the opposite. So you're correct. It's not the same logic, but that's the nature of the recommendation that was made.
So my inclination in this report is to avoid that topic. I don't think we've worked through what would be the OFLs associated with 500 or 200 and what we mean when we offer OFLs there, but no, an unknown OFL associated with 1150. I think there's, and in the same vein, I think these issues about what it is we're, what messages we're sending to the track or should be sending to the track. In our report, I think we should address, we should identify some things that need to be considered, need further discussion, but that's not what we set out to do and not what I think we've had adequate time to do. So I don't think this report should include a set of detailed recommendations for what the track should or shouldn't do along the lines, for example, the thing Steve Cadron suggested, but I think it'd be worth highlighting those as things to consider. I think going forward, though, we should be much more attentive to this issue of whether we're providing OFLs that are specific to different ABCs and have this be, you know, be a little more aware of these things, but not try to work them through them all right now. I think we've had enough discussion to respond to the term of reference and give a rationale for it. Along with that, we can offer some additional issues that need to be dealt with, but no firm recommendations, because I just don't think we're there yet.